This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hurricane Barry made landfall Saturday in Louisiana and weakened to a tropical storm after a slightly westward shift that looks like it could spare New Orleans the brunt of the storm's fury. Barry came ashore near Intercoastal City, packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says, though, residents should be prepared for a significant storm surge.
3 to 6 feet along the Louisiana coast, and it doesn't come down quick. The water comes up, and depending on the wind direction, with this slow movement, in some places it takes a little longer for that water to come up. And even if it's reached its peak, it's slow to fall in a lot of these areas. So you got to be careful.
Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Barry rolls through the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in place, with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city where mandatory evacuations have been ordered. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo has climbed now to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldum says that Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital, and now as we see in other important cities in Somalia.
Somalia's president has described the attack as wicked and cowardly, carried out by terrorists against the Somali people. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in action Saturday, the 11th U.S. military member killed this year in Afghanistan. The Resolute Support mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until next of kin are informed. The fatality reportedly has brought to 2,430 the number of U.S. service members killed since the Afghan war started in October of 2001. The Taliban insurgency said in a brief statement that its fighters had planted a roadside bomb that went on to claim a powerful blast struck an American armored personnel carrier, killing 2 foreign troops and injuring 3 others. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of a several-thousand-strong march in Hong Kong on Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over one another. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the violence followed a mostly peaceful protest.
The terrorists' latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian Proton M rocket successfully delivered a cutting-edge space telescope into orbit Saturday after days of launch delays. Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said the telescope, named Spectre-RG, was delivered into a parking orbit before a final burn on Saturday kicked the spacecraft out of Earth's orbit and on to its final destination, the L2 Lagrange point. Located 1.5 million kilometers from Earth, L2 is particularly ideal for space telescopes such as Spectre-RG. If all goes well, the telescope will arrive at its designated position in 3 months, becoming the first Russian spacecraft to operate beyond Earth's orbit since the Soviet era. And at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Romania's Simona Halep defeated 7-time champion American Serena Williams in straight sets to take the ladies' title 6-2, 6-2. Sunday's men's final has 7-time champion Roger Federer of Switzerland taking on 4-time winner and defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.